It's really important for us Christians. It's really important for us Christians to stop every once in a while and remember just how strange we really are. We embrace some mysterious, paradoxical beliefs and practices. And the fact that they're familiar to us shouldn't blind us to their utter oddness. What do I mean? Easy. Take Christmas, for example, the day we celebrate Jesus' birth. How do we do it? The most important thing we do is celebrate the Eucharist. And what do we do with the Eucharist? We participate in the meal that Jesus shared with his disciples the night before he died. We celebrate his birth by remembering his death. And you have to admit, that's kind of odd when you think of it that way. The season of Lent is another good example of our paradoxical behavior. Lent is all about preparing for Easter, the ultimate expression of joy and victory in the Christian year and in the Christian life. And how do we prepare? How do we do that? We prepare for that victory by acknowledging our failures. In a time of clear-eyed, honest self-evaluation, self-examination, repentance. You know what, folks? We're a lot more paradoxical than we often realize. And in our reading from Corinthians this morning, Paul is in the house to remind us that we are never more paradoxical than when we talk about the cross. Every once in a while, we've got to stop and remember that, because we've got crosses everywhere. They're all around us. And we tend to just get used to them. We use crosses for decorations. We use a cross to lead us into the church while we sing songs. We make the sign of the cross on our bodies when we pray and on the forehead of a newly baptized person as they come up out of the water. We wear crosses as jewelry. But the cross, Paul's here to remind us, the cross is the most profound example of how strange we Christians can be, and what a paradoxical thing our faith can be. It's important for us to stop with Paul and remember this. It's important for us to remember where crosses come from. With Paul, we remember that the cross started not as a decoration. The cross started as a tool of the Roman Empire. A simple, low-cost, highly effective, very efficient method of killing lots and lots of people who needed to be killed, and terrifying lots and lots of people who needed to be terrified. Crucifixion was reserved for the lowest of the low, and it was never mentioned in polite conversations. And Paul knew all this, of course. It was a major challenge to his evangelism, getting people to listen to a story about a king and a savior who was crucified. It was almost a contradiction. And yet, Paul insists Paul insists that the cross of Jesus is not humiliation and it's not defeat. Paul insists the cross of Jesus is victory. Where human wisdom fails, Paul reminds us, the cross succeeds. Where human power fails, the cross succeeds. In the cross, Jesus faces all the forces which disfigure and destroy human life, all those powers of evil that we try so hard to protect ourselves from but just can't. In the cross, Jesus faces all those things. And in the cross, he beats them. To the world, it might look like defeat, but it's actually the greatest moment of power and victory that the world has ever seen. And the Corinthians, who got mighty impressed with themselves and with spectacular miracles and signs and wonders, the Corinthians needed to be reminded of that. And so do I. And maybe so do you. Paradoxically, I need to be reminded of the cross when I am feeling most cynical and discouraged. And there's a paradox for you. I look at my own life during this introspective season of Lent, and I've got to tell you, often it seems like the bad guys are winning. The laziness and impatience, the egotism and selfishness, the judgmentalism and prejudice. I try to tamp them all down and keep them under control, but they keep popping up in a kind of an existential game of whack-a-mole. Sometimes I think that one of the reasons God gives me the Ten Commandments is so that I can remember every single day that I can't keep the Ten Commandments. Sure, I can get through most days without committing any murders or robberies. But coveting? Convincing myself that I need things that I really just want? Or placing other things, my things, ahead of God? Man, I do that stuff on a daily basis. Hell, I do it hourly. Maybe you do too. And it's right here. It's right here that the paradoxical, upside down, wonderful power of the cross comes into our faith. We Christians are very realistic about our own fallen human nature and the fallen human nature of all our neighbors. But at the same time, we're utterly filled with hope and joy. Hope that goes beyond optimism, joy that goes beyond just happiness. We're filled with that. Even though we're clear-eyed and honest about who we are, we're filled with that because we know. We're broken, but God is making us right now into who we're meant to be. All we have to do is let Him in. We know we're broken, but we know that this is all leading somewhere. And that somewhere is better than we can ask or imagine. And we know that we can't get there on our own, by our own efforts, because we're broken. But that's okay, because Jesus and His victory on the cross, that's what gets us there, not our own strength. His righteousness covers us like a blanket. He gets us where we need to go. Here's how the cross works. We Christians can look honestly at the cross and we realize if God can take that and turn it into something beautiful and powerful, then God can do the same thing with the hot mess of my life and with yours too. The cross is our paradoxical daily reminder that we can hope. The cross is our daily reminder that nothing, absolutely nothing that can happen to us is beyond the redeeming power of God. We're an odd bunch. We Christians remind me of an old saying from Alcoholics Anonymous. The saying is, buddy, it's your best thinking that got you here. At some point we realize we need more than our own best thinking. At some point we realize the power of God, the ways of God that seem so paradoxical and so upside down. That's what we need. The ways of God, so paradoxical, so upside down, so foolish in the eyes of the world, but it turns out that's exactly what I need. And it's exactly what you need. And it's exactly what the world needs. And so, with Paul, we proclaim Christ crucified. And we proclaim Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. That's what we need. That's what we claim. In Jesus' name, amen. Could we stand together, please?